This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello, quizzers, and welcome to the Big Pod Quiz. It's Thursday, it's 7 p.m, and it's time for episode 5 of the Big Weekly Quiz. My name is Charlie, and I am the host of this pod quiz extravaganza. Before these times of national lockdown, you could find me all across the northwest of the nation hosting real-life quizzes in real-life pubs. However, as the pubs are all closed, me and my brother Ben have been bringing the pub quiz to you in podcast form. So, for a few weeks now, we have been doing our new format for the quiz, putting Ben's quizzing knowledge to the test. He used to sit silently confident in our recording sessions, convinced he would know the answers even if they weren't on the screen in front of him. So we decided it was time to start bringing guests onto the quiz to give him a challenge and put that confidence to the test. We have been recording a guest versus Ben leaderboard, which is currently at 3-1. Ben, how are you doing this week? Are you getting it back to 3-2 today?
Well, I tell you what, last week was pretty good. I've done terribly on this quiz so far, but last week a bit of confidence was restored. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I look forward to this every week now, Charlie boy. It's great fun. I love it.
Mate, it's the highlight of my week.
My God, you need to start getting some better weeks. I mean, it's good, but it's not that good.
I'd say I need to get out more, but there's nowhere to go.
What are you going to do? Sit in the park in the rain?
So before we bring this week's special guest out of the Zoom waiting room, can you give us a quick rundown of how it works?
Yeah, so there are 5 rounds in this quiz with 5 questions in each one. As we go through the questions get harder from 1 to 5. Rounds 1 to 4 are basically general kind of what Charlie decides. So it could be sport, it could be history, it could be music, the kind of rounds you'll hear in a normal pub quiz. And round 5 is always brought by our special guest, and it is their specialist subject. And I've got no idea what this could be. I don't even know who our guest is yet. So it literally could be anything. So I need to make sure I do well between rounds 1 and 4.
Well, let's reveal who our special guest is for this week. Let's get them out of the Zoom waiting room. Radio presenter, podcaster, running enthusiast and mountain climber, it's Sharon Hartley, a.k.a. Shazza. Shazza, welcome to the pod.
Hello, thank you for having me. What an introduction, my word.
Did I get that right there, that you're running enthusiast and you've been climbing some mountains?
They're lies, the last two, in a previous life before lockdown.
Well, when I Google searched your name earlier, it also came up saying that there's a Sharon Hartley that writes romantic stories about policemen and the fascinating, often dangerous people that inhabit their world. Can you please tell me that that's you?
I wish it was. No, it's not. I'm far less interesting than that. I liked it though, and I feel like you've just really bigged me up there, and I'm about to let you down massively.
I don't believe you for a second. So before we started recording, we have been texting, and you do sound like you're shitting yourself a little bit because we have another guest that hates quizzes.
Right, yeah. So I just need to do some sort of disclaimer before we go any further. 1, I hate quizzes. 2, I hate pub quizzes. 3, Zoom quizzes just fill me with terror. I avoid them at all costs. And here I am joining you as a guest on your fabulous quiz.
So pod quizzes, pub quizzes, and Zoom quizzes, and we've invited you on to a Zoom pub quiz.
That's the one.
We've literally invited you to your worst nightmare.
It's my worst nightmare. And Ben, how's he doing at the moment? Was it 3-1 to Ben? 3-2?
3-1 down.
So if he wins today, he gets it back to touching distance.
Yeah,
3-2.
It'll be his. I'm just diabolical. I make no qualms about that. And it's possibly going to be career-ending stuff today. So, yeah, I can't wait.
Well, it's great to have you here, Shaz, because you're not obviously, you know, if you're here to take part in the quiz, and you will, but you're mainly here to talk about Over the Influence, which is another podcast that we do, isn't it?
It is. It's a brilliant podcast that we do, Over the Influence. And weirdly, Charlie, I never thought I'd be sitting here, 1, doing a pub quiz on a podcast, and 2, holding my own podcast with my fabulous co-host Freddie, all about alcohol-free life. I used to be a massive boozer back in the day. In fact, one of the reasons I was so rubbish at pub quizzes, because I was just constantly pissed and didn't really pay them much attention.
That's the reason that I'm not very good at hosting them, is that I'm always pissed.
Yeah, there's a problem there. So, yeah, we've got this brilliant podcast called Over the Influence, and we talk about the surprising benefits of alcohol-free life. It's been an absolute eye-opener and something I never thought possible.
Shaz is coming up to 2 years soon, Charlie. 2 years without having had a drink.
I mean, that is really, really great. I'm really happy for you. I don't want it to sound insincere because everyone who listens to this knows that I am a Carling enthusiast. But massive respect for anyone that's taken that plunge and has managed to do so long off the booze.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie. And it was never meant to be this way. I only wanted a break from alcohol. I won't bore you with the ins and outs, but safe to say, I was a big drinker. I was a daily drinker, ramping it up at weekends. And I just made the decision just to have a break, and I wanted a 90-day break. But come September this year, Ben, in answer to your question, it'll be 2 years. And it's just one of the most surprising things I've ever done, and weirdly, one of the most enjoyable. So while it's the gift that just keeps giving, I'm just going to keep cracking on with it. And if you enjoy a Carling or 10... you crack on too. I'm not here to judge at all.
I mean, I think it's a great achievement, and with the podcast coming out of it as well, is good. It helps other people on their sober journey.
Yeah, it's brilliant. My co-host Freddie Bennett, he's about 10 years younger than me. Freddie would admit that he too was a big drinker, big into the social scene, worked in the city, and had lots of influences during his career and as he was growing older. And he too, a bit like me, just said, I'm just going to try it. I'm just going to see what this break from alcohol would be like. And we both agree that it's madness, but it's sort of working for us right now. So Freddie's got a fantastic story to tell on Over the Influence,
which you can listen to on the Sound Rebel network, soundrebel.co.uk/overtheinfluence. Right then, guys, so let's get cracking with today's quiz. I'm just going to give a quick recap of the rules for today. So it's 5 rounds of 5 questions. The last round is Shaz's specialist round, and she has chosen Alan Partridge.
Oh, you know what? I've been in radio for 10 years, but I've never really watched Partridge. I've seen the film. Is it called Bravo? Not Bravo 2-0.
Well, hold that thought, Ben. Hold that thought.
Are you trying to glean information before we've even started?
Aha! That's basically all I know.
Aha! So the rounds will start easy and they will get harder as they go on. You've got 10 seconds to answer each question. Oh, no. I'm then going to ask the guys on the Zoom here to show me their answers on screen and I will read them out. Those at home, at the end of the quiz, send your scores in via email bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk or tweet them to @bigpodquiz. If you score higher than Ben, I want you to use the IBeatBen hashtag at the end, but if he beats you, you will have to use the hashtag that he chose himself. It's #KingBen. Before we get going with round one today, we are going to get some high score shout outs. So last week, the highest scorers, we had We Love Cider from Somerset scoring 16.5, Fiona from Liverpool, my girlfriend, scoring 18.5, and the champions for the second week running, it's the studio audience from Shenstone. They scored 21. Right then, guys, Shazza, Ben, are you ready for the first round of today's quiz, which is music?
Oh, this all sounds really serious with those high scores and everything. You're making me nervous.
Listen, when you're nervous, sometimes your best performance just comes out.
So let's
see what happens. Let's get going. So round one is music. Question one. Which rock band had hits with Pinball Wizard, My Generation, and Behind Blue Eyes? Which rock band had hits with Pinball Wizard, My Generation, and Behind Blue Eyes? So if you want to get some answers on the screen for me then, guys, Ben, you've gone with The Who. Shazza, I can't see yours there.
It says blank.
It says blank.
Which is my state of mind.
Your state of mind when that question was asked. I can tell you that Ben is right. It's The Who.
For goodness sake.
Moving on, question two. Which UK band is Alex Turner the frontman for? Which UK band is Alex Turner the frontman for?
Oh, man.
You're done, right? Show me some answers on the screen. So you've both gone for the Arctic Monkeys. That is absolutely correct. Mark yourselves down for 1 point each. Right then, moving on to question three. Which Foo Fighters song has been released with a cast of celebrity cameos to help raise money for children in need and comic relief? I think it was a Radio 1 Live Lounge.
Can I sing it? I can sing it.
Get away, run away. You've got it there. What is it called?
Follows you back home.
Did it, did it, did it, did it.
I'll tell you, my brain is just like this.
Sing it through until the chorus, Shazza.
I'm a one-way motorway. I'm a road that drives away. Oh, and
we got an air guitar going on as well, Charlie. It's you learn to live again.
Right, guys, show me some answers on the screen. Shazza, if you haven't got it right, you're still getting half a point because that was wonderful.
Oh my god, I've written it wrong. Oh, this is so bad. I told you this would be awful.
Shazza's just seen my answer on the screen. That's why she's.
Yeah, I mean, we'll let her away with it this once. So you've both gone for times like these. That is absolutely correct.
What's that scribbled out there, Shaz?
Live Again. I mean, they didn't even write a song called Live Again. Oh, man.
Anyway, let's move on to question four. A Day at the Races is a studio album by which band? Right then, guys, let's see some answers on the screen. So, Ben, you've gone with Queen, and Shazza has gone blank. She's passed on question four. I can tell you that Ben is correct. Aww. The correct answer is Queen.
Well done, Ben.
Right then, guys, so it is time for question five in the music round. So, Shazza, you hate quizzes. You haven't listened to our quiz yet. So I'm going to explain to you what happens on question five of the music round. Have you ever seen the TV show Never Mind the Buzzcocks?
Oh, not for years and years and years.
You know the bit in that show where they sing the intro to each other?
Yeah.
We have stolen that 100%.
Okay.
I'm going to sing you an intro. I want you to tell me which song it comes from and the artist that it is as well. Give me 1 second because I've forgotten how it goes. So I'm just going to mute you for a second.
Talk between yourselves.
Oh, man. It's the most stressful thing I've ever done.
No, there's no stress, Shaz.
Right then, guys, I've got it. So here we are, question five. It's your intros round. I need the name of the song and the artist, please. Bang, 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 dum, boom, 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 bang, dang, dang, dum, boom, 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 dang, 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 boom, 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 dang, 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 boom, 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 boom. So 10 seconds. Name the song and the artist, please. I think that's definitely the worst impression that I've done yet.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
So, Shazza, you've gone with another pass. Ben, you've gone with David Bowie, Let's Dance, which is absolutely correct.
Ben, he knows his music.
Ben, is that 5 out of 5?
It is. It is.
Congratulations. You've had a couple of those now.
I know. A decade in radio helps with that. And having said that, I worked for commercial radio stations that played really cheesy pop that I hated. So none of those were cheesy.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with a bit of cheesy pop.
I love a bit of cheesy pop.
When you hear it 3 times an hour, it starts to do your head in, let me tell you that.
Right then, guys. So I have got Ben down for a 5. Shazza, I've got you down for a 2. So you're still within touching distance in the quiz. It's only the first round. Let's see if you can get it back. People at home, make sure you're totalling up your scores and saving them for the end of the quiz. You can email them to us via bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk or tweet them to us @bigpodquiz. If you're enjoying the podcast so far and want to make it your round, you can by going to soundrebel.co.uk/bigpodquiz and finding the button that says buy us a beer. Right then, guys, are you ready for round two, which this week is munchies, scran and proper nosh?
Ooh.
Basically, five questions all about food.
Great. Right.
I might do a little bit better on this round.
Right then, here we go. Round two, munchies, scran and proper nosh. Question one, Colonel Sanders is the face of which fast food chain? Colonel Sanders is the face of which fast food chain?
Did you know that they, you know, finger licking good?
Yes.
The catchphrase. They tried to translate that when they launched in Japan, but the translation came out as eat your tasty fingers or something like that. I learned that one today.
Right then, so Shaz, we've got an answer on the screen from you. You've gone with both KFC and Kentucky Fried Chicken, just to be safe.
Just to be clear.
Ben, you've gone with KFC, which is absolutely correct. So you get 1 point each. Moving on, question two is multiple choice. Which of the following foods was not rationed during World War II, but was for a short time afterwards? Is it A, eggs, B, milk, C, cod, or D, bread? So which of the following foods was not rationed during World War II, but was for a short time afterwards? Is it A, eggs, B, milk, C, cod, or D, bread? So, Ben, you've gone with C, cod, and Shazza, you've gone with A, eggs. I can tell you that the correct answer is D, bread. So they had plenty of it during the war, but afterwards, it was something to do with flour shortages, which meant that they had to ration the amount of flour that was used and therefore the amount of bread.
Okay.
Moving on, question three. So which two colours make up the distinctive Czech pattern of a Battenberg cake? Which two colours make up the distinctive Czech pattern of a Battenberg cake? You get half a point for each colour. Ben, you've gone with pink and white. Shazza, you've gone with pink and yellow. So I can tell you that you've both got half a point for pink. One of you has got the full point on this question.
Yeah, it's Shazza.
The second colour is yellow.
Yes,
Shazza,
yes,
you get
she's back in the game.
The full point. Ben, you are on half. So, question four, multiple choice. How many UK restaurants currently hold the accolade of having five Michelin stars? Is it A1, B3, C5, or D7? So how many UK restaurants currently hold the accolade of having five Michelin stars? Is it A1, B3, C5, or D7? So you've both gone with B3. I'm afraid that's incorrect. Oh. There are currently five restaurants in the UK. Did I say the accolade of having three Michelin stars? I did, didn't I?
Five Michelin stars.
Shit, I got that wrong. It's three.
Well, you know what? I definitely would have said five then.
Would you definitely have said five?
What do you think, Shazza? Would you definitely have said five
I'd
as well?
I'd definitely have said five then.
Oh, well.
Obs.
what are we going to do here? I'll give you both half a point.
Okay.
There we go. Give you both half a point.
Yeah. Because anyone at home got the wrong answer, you get half a point too.
Yeah, everyone at home, if you got... Basically, anyone that's listening to the pod quiz right now, whether you got it right, whether you got it wrong, just give yourself half a
just
point.
A bit
we'll
here.
Move on. We'll pretend that I didn't just completely fuck up my questions there, and we'll move on. To question five. What is caviar made from? What is caviar made from? So we have Shazza, you've said fish eggs. Ben, you have said fish eggs as well. That is absolutely correct. Mark yourself down for 1 point each. Specifically, it's fish eggs made from sturgeon fish. So if you got that, well done. You're very clever. So I have got the scores in here. Ben, I have you on 3. And Shazza, I've got you on 3.5.
Excellent.
Ooh,
excellent.
Bringing it back.
Keep up, Ben. Keep up.
So currently, Ben, you're on 8. Shazza, you're on 5.5. You've got the gap down there. I want to see you coming back even stronger in round three, which is going to be history. Those of you at home, remember, if you're enjoying the pod quiz so far, you can keep up with everything Big Pod Quiz on all the socials. We are at Big Pod Quiz on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Also, if you want to make it your round, you can by going to soundrebel.co.uk/bigpodquiz and finding the button that says buy us a beer. Right then, guys, are you ready to go into the history round?
My worst subject.
I mean, so if you come out of this with at least 1 point, we'll have to say it's a success.
A success.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Well, here we go. I mean, there's a multiple choice question to start you off with, okay. So hopefully that'll do you well. So question one is multiple choice. Which Roman emperor built a huge wall across northern Britain in 122 AD? Is it A, Marcus Aurelius? Is it B, Trumpus Maximus? Is it C, Hadrian? Or D, Augustus? Which Roman emperor built a huge wall across northern Britain in 122 AD? A, Marcus Aurelius, B, Trumpus Maximus, C, Hadrian, or D, Augustus?
So you what, Shazza, you should get this one, love, shouldn't you?
Hey up.
Being from up north.
I tell you what, I've walked it and all.
Have you bloody walked it? Fantastic.
Well, I mean, as we said at the start, you are a mountain climbing enthusiast. So what did you put? Did you both put the same thing there? You put your answers down before I got a chance to look.
Yeah, both Hadrian.
Hadrian's
both gone with Hadrian, which is absolutely correct. Moving on to question two. In which UK city did Jack the Ripper go on a killing spree in 1888?
That's a jolly question, Charlie.
In which UK city did Jack the Ripper go on a killing spree in 1888?
Oh, I think that I've got this wrong.
Wanted to cheer everyone up there?
I mean, history is generally really cheery, isn't it? So, Shaz has gone with Leeds, Ben has gone with York. The correct answer is London.
You know what?
He was otherwise known as the Whitechapel Murderer, which is an area of London.
I was going to put London, but I didn't.
But I mean, you have already scored your 1 point on your worst round.
Success.
Small victories. Moving on, question three. In which decade was Nelson Mandela released from prison? In which decade was Nelson Mandela released from prison? Is that a bit cheerier for you, Ben?
Well, you know, it reminded me that he was, you know, illegally imprisoned for many years.
Yeah. But then he was released in a decade that I'm going to ask you to reveal to me. And then he went on to help repeal apartheid. So it's fairly cheery, really. So what have you gone for, guys?
I think this was later than everyone thinks. I've gone for 1990s.
I've gone 80s.
You've gone 80s.
I think that's too early.
The correct answer is the 1990s.
Oh!
Ooh, what year was it, Charlie?
I believe it was 1990, bang on the money.
Oh.
But I haven't got it written down, so I don't know. If I was to guess, though, I'd say 1990. Should we give it a little Google?
Speaking of 1990, Charlie, 30 years ago, it's Charlie's birthday in a few days.
Oh.
Yeah,
big,
it's going to turn
one.
The big 3-0.
The day that pub quizzing was revolutionised forever.
Oh, your 30th birthday is a special one.
So I've got it here that Mandela served 27 years in prison, split between Robben Island and Polesmoor Prison and Victoria Versta Prison. He was released in 1990.
Oh, there we go.
You learn something new on every quiz. Right then, moving on to question four. In which city was Abraham Lincoln assassinated in while attending a night at the theatre? In which city was Abraham Lincoln assassinated while attending a night at the theatre? So, it was American president at the time. I'm going to give you a little clue there, Shazza, because you've been endearing, and I want to help you beat Ben.
Oh well, you know what? You've made me change my answer now. You said that.
So you've got your answer up. You've gone for Washington DC. Ben, you originally went for Chicago. I've helped you out. You've now said Washington, D.C., which is the correct answer. Right then, moving on to question five, the final question in the history round. Which wife of King Henry VIII, who during her lifetime was accused of being a witch, appears in a portrait at Hogwarts School in the Harry Potter films, seeming to confirm that those accusations were in fact correct?
This is another guess.
So, Ben, you've gone with Catherine Parr. Shazza, you've gone with Anne Boleyn. Shazza, if you get this right, on your worst round, it brings you up to 3 points and you're equal with Ben on this round.
Hit me with it.
I can tell you that the correct answer is Anne Boleyn.
Yes.
Well done. That gets you up to three points for the round.
Hey.
Ben, I've got you on three as well.
I am.
So that brings Shazza, that brings you up to 6.5. And Ben, that brings you up to 11. So it's that time in the quiz where we're going to take a little break and have a chat while the lovely listeners at home recharge, ready for round three, and replenish their beverages. Speaking of which, Shazza, I know that you don't drink, but I'm sure you wouldn't mind at all if I cracked a delicious can of Carling.
Go for it. There we go.
Do they do non-alcoholic Carling?
I don't think there's a non-alcoholic Carling, but the amount of non-alcoholic beers and ciders I've tried and fizz.
Well, because I've tried the San Miguel one, and that's actually really, really tasty.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Oh, that sounded like a cold one. Is this an early birthday celebration?
Oh, it's delicious. I mean, you know, when we do the quiz, it's always a celebration just to be here with you guys on Zoom, having fun and celebrating. So, Shazza, how have you been spending your time in lockdown?
Well, weirdly, I've been working full time. I work at a local BBC radio station as a broadcast journalist. Just delving into a little bit of presentation, and due to all the staffing changes and people working from home and people that have been shielding and, you know, the massive effect it's had on everybody, I've been one of the few that's been able to go to work, which in many ways has been, it's been a bit of a godsend because it's kept me sane because we've got three children at home. So I've been skipping off to work every day, and my husband's been in charge here sorting them out.
So skipping out the door, have a nice day, dear, yeah. Leaving him with screaming, dirty kids,
yeah,
to put in
like
the bath
that.
and feed breakfast. No, while you swan off to do a bit of radio journalism.
Yeah, it's been really good. I felt actually really fortunate. It's been good.
Excellent. So before you came onto the quiz today, we exchanged a few messages about how you were shitting it because you're not a natural quizzer. In the times before coronavirus, did you do pub quizzes at all, or is this literally your first ever pub quiz?
In the days before coronavirus, my friends wanted to go and do a pub quiz. I would only ever go to get sloshed in my drinking days. So I may have arrived with good intentions and, yeah, I'll join the pub quiz. I got bored within minutes and I just focused on the drinking as opposed to taking part. And any quiz I've ever taken part in, I've just made a show of myself in more ways than one. Never answered the questions. I'm not very good at general knowledge. So, yeah, this is my first, I suppose, proper quiz.
Excellent. I mean, at this point in time, I've probably hosted coming up to 1,000 pub quizzes.
Oh, wow.
And 90% of people that come to pub quiz don't come to do the quiz. They come to get sloshed.
Yeah, completely.
And to have a few beers with their mates. So, you know, you're not alone on that when you would have been drinking and not giving a shit about the quiz because no one else does either.
I care, Charlie. I always do.
Well, you either get the people that don't care at all or the people that take it way too seriously.
Yeah, that's
the people that are there every week and they pull you up on every little thing. Like, actually, you said the answer was whale, but really, the killer whale isn't actually a whale, it's an orca. And you're like,
hey,
you're like,
Charlie,
I don't care. You don't get the point.
Did you did you host pub quizzes in Lancashire?
I mean, this is going to sound bad, but where is Lancashire?
So
it's where you host pub quizzes.
Oh, is it? Right,
so it's
okay.
A bit further up, I mean, from Manchester.
St Helens, is that Lancashire?
St Helens is Merseyside.
is Merseyside, so, then I haven't as of yet. But if you'd like to talk to some of your local landlords and get me an invite, then I'd be more than happy once coronavirus ends to come and smash out some quizzes in Lancashire.
Yeah, you need to come to Preston and Blackpool and Lancaster.
Oh, hang on. What about Burnley? Is that Lancashire?
Yeah, that's East Lancashire.
I've done Burnley. I've done Blackburn.
Oh, you've done East Lancashire then.
East Lancashire, yeah. I was right down. I was at a little pub right down the road from the Blackburn Football Stadium.
Okay, Ewood.
And they found out I was a Villa fan and started heckling me. Oh. And I went, oh, well, I'm really sorry, but during our time in the Championship, I didn't make it to Blackburn, and we're back in the promised land now. And that did not go down very well at all.
So you won't be going back there then?
I mean, I might go back there, but I'm not sure that I'd be particularly welcome. Right then, with break time over, let's get cracking with round four of today's quiz. Round four today is one that we haven't had before. We're doing books. Are you guys readers? Do you feel confident with, I mean, I say books, more literature?
Well, one of our episodes of Over the Influence featured books, but it was all the, what they call quitlet, and it was all about the alcohol-free stuff that's on the market, basically, to obviously read about. Some of it's scientific and some of it's people telling their stories. So I've done a lot of reading on that score, not too much other things.
I mean, I'm having a quick flick through the questions here, and all the authors, I think, are probably fairly whiskey-soaked. So I'm not sure any of them have written
have written
an alcohol-free book. But let's see how you get on. So let's get going with question one. Which book was made into a film first, The Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter? Their UK releases were less than 1 month apart. So which book was made into a film first, The Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter?
Would it be bad if I said that I've not watched either of these series of films yet?
I mean, let's hope that you don't say that, because I will kick you off the quiz and we won't be friends anymore.
I won't say it then.
So you've gone with The Lord of the Rings, Shazza, and as have you, Ben. So I can tell you that The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, came out on the 10th of December 2001. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone came out on the 16th of November 2001, so did come out first.
As if it was 2001,
I know,
both of those films.
It does not feel like that long ago, does
God.
It?
You two must have been children.
Quite literally, yeah, I would have been 11.
Oh, man!
Anyway, I'm a man now. I'm going to be 30 soon, yeah.
Very wise, very manly.
I mean, wise, not so much, but I'll take manly. Moving on, question two. In the terrible, just godly, awful, raunchy books by E.L. James, how many shades of grey are there? So in the terrible, just godly, awful, raunchy books by E.L. James, how many shades of grey are there? Yep, so you've both gone for 50, and Shazza, you've drawn
a
very oddly shaped cock on your page there.
It looks like a really bad rocket.
It looks like a fidget spinner. I tell you what, Charlie, I hope yours don't look like that, mate.
It's the worst thing I've ever drawn.
Anyway, so yeah, it is 50 Shades of Grey. Question three, what number in the series is the book Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban? What number in the series is the book Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban?
Oh, crikey. I've no idea.
Just take a guess. So, Ben, you've gone with 3. Shazza, you've gone with 6. I can tell you that it's question 3, and the answer is 3.
Well done, Ben.
I can name most of them, I think.
Go on then, Ben. Show off for us. Name them in order.
Philosopher's Stone, Chamber of Secrets, Prisoner of Azkaban, Goblet of Fire. Then after that, you've got... Oh, I can't remember. I've stopped now.
Do you want me to finish them off for you?
Yeah, go on.
Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah.
Half-Blood Prince.
Yeah.
Deathly Hallows,
yeah.
Cool. I mean, we've just shown what absolute geeks we are, haven't we?
But
Shaz is looking at us like, you absolute nerds.
I'm still on 50
Shades. We both have girlfriends. Distracted.
Right, moving on. Question four. Which author wrote The Jungle Book? Which author wrote The Jungle Book? So you've both gone with the same answer, which is Rudyard Kipling. That is absolutely correct. I'm going to mark you both down for one Yay. Point each.
The strength of the wolf is the pack. The strength of the pack is the wolf. Or something like that.
I mean, I'm not sure if that's the actual quote, but it
sounds good.
Sounds good.
Along those lines.
Question five. Which self-proclaimed rapper, artist and genius said the following words? Sometimes people write novels and they just be so wordy and so self-absorbed. I'm not a fan of books. I would never want a book's autograph. I am a proud non-reader of books.
Oh, blimey.
So which rapper, artist, genius, as he calls himself,
well, there's only
said
one.
Said those inspiring words.
There's only one plonker I can think of.
So you've both gone for the same plonker, Kanye West, and he is, in fact, the person that said... I'm going to read it again just because it's just so mind-bogglingly stupid. Sometimes people write novels and they just be so wordy and so self-absorbed. Just going to take a moment here to say that since he said this quote, he's now an author.
Of course he is.
I'm not a fan of books. I would never want a book's autograph. I'm a proud non-reader of books. Well, we're going to stay solid with you, Kanye, and not read your fucking book. So, Ben, I've got you down for 3 points on that round. Is that right?
No, I got four.
You got four?
Yeah. But you're checking now.
I am checking.
I got 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah, I got three.
You got four.
Look at that. No trust there at all.
What did I get?
Outrageous. We've known each other 30 years, nearly.
We have nearly known each other 30 years, and that is exactly why I was checking your answer. Shazza, what did you get on that one?
I think I got three. Kanye, Rudyard Kipling, and 50 Shades. Three.
Yeah, lovely. So that puts Ben on 15 in total. Shazza, you are on 9.5.
But it's better than zero.
For someone who doesn't like quizzes, and before this quiz when you were texting me being like, I'm going to get zero.
Oh, I was dreading it.
I mean, 9.5 is a solid score already, and you've still got five questions on Alan Partridge to go, yeah.
I can't wait.
Should we jump straight into that round?
Go for it.
Partridge, let's go. Question one. Which actor plays the part of Alan Partridge? So which actor plays the part of Alan Partridge?
It'd be a poor do if I got this one wrong, wouldn't it?
I mean, if you get this one wrong, we might as well stop the round here. So you've both gone with Steve Coogan. We can carry on with the round because that is absolutely correct. Question two, which radio station does Alan Partridge work for? Which radio station does Alan Partridge work for? So, Ben, you've gone with Radio Norfolk, as have you, Shazza. I've got
well,
here...
Shazza's gone North Norfolk Digital.
North Norfolk Digital. I mean, I've got here Radio Norwich.
Well, you see, you could have both, really.
Does he work for...
Yeah, because during his episodes and his film, he does flit around. You could have had
right,
Shay,
okay.
And you could have had...
Don't we all?
So, hang on. So you. I mean, I don't normally let a guest reveal the answers to a question, but it sounds like you know more about Alan Partridge than I do after my quick
well,
morning
actually,
of Googling.
I've brought my iPad in here. Hang on. But then I turned it off because I didn't want you to think I was cheating. So if I just let that fire back up... And I'll come back to that, and I'll have a quick googling as well.
Yeah, let's come back to that. But there could be a few different radio stations that the people at home could have put
yeah.
there. That, so what we'll do is we'll come back to that. I'll have a little Google as well, and just see what we can find. But it sounds like if you put Norfolk, that you could have a point for
yes.
that. So moving on, question three: what is the name of the Alan Partridge film that came out recently? What is the name of the Alan Partridge film that came out recently? So So you've both gone with Alpha Papa. That is absolutely correct. Mark yourself down for 1 point each.
One of the funniest films ever. I really do love it.
See, you said that to me this morning and I am going to go and watch it, I think. It does sound quite good.
It's very good.
So moving on to question four. What is the name of the show that relaunched Alan Partridge last year? So what is the name of the show that relaunched Alan Partridge last year? So, Shazza, you've gone with Knowing Me, Knowing You.
But it's wrong.
Ben, you've gone with Something Time. I'm going to give you half a point, Ben. It's This Time with Alan Partridge. This Time with Alan Partridge. So I'm going to give you half for that because you got time and you tried hard there. And that takes you into the lead for this round. Question five. Alan is a huge James Bond fan and claims he almost got Roger Moore to come on his show. Why didn't old Rog turn up? So Alan is a huge James Bond fan and claims he almost got Roger Moore to come on his show. Why didn't old Rog turn up? We've got to go for a blank from Shazza. Ben has gone for he had a date with Pussy Galore. I can tell you that the correct answer is Alan Partridge says that he got stuck in traffic and couldn't make it. So that is the end of round five. Ben, I've got you down for 3.5.
Well, it depends on what the answer to question two is.
If you got specifically North Norfolk Digital, you can have the point. If you got Radio Norwich, you can have the point. If you didn't get either of those, no points for you, I'm afraid. So, Ben, that puts you on 2.5.
Yeah.
Shazza, that puts you on 3. So, let me just do some final score totalling here.
It's tense,
Shaz.
I'm sweating. I need a drink.
Okay, then. I've got the final scores here. So that is it for this week's episode of the Big Pod Quiz. Make sure you send us your scores for a chance at a high score shout-out on next week's episode. You can send them to @BigPodQuiz on Twitter or email them to us, bigpodquiz@soundrebel.co.uk. And remember to use the hashtag either IBeatBen or KingBen at the end. So, Ben, Shazza, I've got the final scores in here. Shazza, you don't like quizzes.
No.
This is your first ever proper quiz without going along just to get shit-faced.
That's it.
And you've scored 12.5.
Okay, I'm quite pleased
that
with that.
That is a cracking score. I think you should be very happy. We're gonna start putting together a bit of a guest leaderboard, and you're gonna be doing fine on there at the moment. Ben, all important moment, mate. This is to go 3-2 in the series. And you've done it, 17.5.
Well done. Well done, Ben.
So, Ben, you are the champion of this week's quiz. Shazza, that means that inevitably when our Big Pod Quiz, Big Pod Pub Crawl happens after lockdown ends, are you in Liverpool?
No, I'm in between Preston and Lancaster, in Lancashire.
You're in between Preston and Lancaster. When we go and do the Burnley leg of the Big Pod Quiz, Big Pod Pub Crawl, you have to come and join us and you have to buy Ben a beer while we're there.
I can do that.
Alcohol-free beer is absolutely fine. So, Ben, 3-2 on the leaderboard. How are you feeling?
Oh, just ecstatic. I can go into the weekend feeling positive.
Excellent. Well, I mean, it's my birthday weekend, so going into it positive is everything that we want. Quizzes at home.
I genuinely am happy, so I'm sorry if that sounded
You sounded like, oh yeah, I'm really just, positive.
I just don't want to over celebrate. I don't want to be one of them, you know, I hate those teams when you see them like cheer massively at the end. They all go to the bar and, oh, look, and Wizard clever. Don't want to be that guy.
He says that, Shazza, as soon as this Zoom call ends, he's going to whip his top off and do it around his head, and it's going to go and do a knee slide in the garden. So, quizzes at home, if you enjoyed today's episode and would like to contribute to our production costs for future episodes, please head over to soundrebel.co.uk/bigpodquiz and find the button that says buy us a beer. While on the Sound Rebel website, make sure you check out some of the other shows like Over the Influence on the Sound Rebel Network. Also, make sure you like, share, subscribe, and comment about us on whatever app you are listening through right now. If you enjoyed the pod, if you didn't, that's a shame, but maybe don't comment. Shazza, thank you for coming on the show today. How are you feeling with your performance?
I really enjoyed it, thank you. It was a nice surprise, because I'm not going to lie, I was terrified and not really looking forward to it, but it's been a pleasure to chat to you, Charlie. And it's been really nice to speak to, what's he called, Big Ben? Or Big Quiz Ben, or...
King Ben, King he's called
mistake,
at the moment.
King Ben.
Because he's won, he's called King Ben for now.
It's been brilliant. Thank you for having me.
And thank you so much for coming on. I'm glad that we've managed to, you know, sway your opinion on quizzes a little bit.
I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, maybe the first step towards, towards changing your mind on quizzes.
Steps.
But thank you for coming on, mate, and look forward to seeing you once kind of lockdown's lifted a bit more in the pub.
Yeah, invite me to that pub crawl. It'd be fantastic. Thank you.
Right then, guys. Well, thank you for listening. Stay safe out there, and we will see you back here next week for another episode of the Big Pod Quiz.